Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check, Nebo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I am Dylan Hafer and it is a new week. It is Monday and coming up later in this episode, I have an interview with Gabby Prescott from Summer House. I'm really enjoying her so far this season, so I was excited to get to chat with her last week about everything that is happening. She's hosting her first event in the house. She's, you know, trying to make some friendships, trying to sink some roots into that group. So I had a good time chatting with her, so make sure you stick around if you want to hear that interview. But before we get to that, we have a few items of business to attend to. First of all, if you're listening to my Top Chef recaps on Fridays, first, thank you. I enjoy the show. I hope you enjoy those recaps. I have to say, I went on a little rant on Friday, and I have been informed that I was incorrect about Last Chance Kitchen not being available on Peacock. This was a big sore subject for me. It turns out that Last Chance Kitchen is on Peacock, but it is listed as a fully separate show from Top Chef, which I still have a bone to pick with the people at Peacock because it doesn't make sense. It's not a separate show. It is an add-on. And if there is an extras tab on the Top Chef page on Peacock, why would you not just put Last Chance Kitchen there? It doesn't make any sense to me. But I do stand corrected. It's on the Peacock platform. So you do not have to go to bravotv.com. Thank God, the worst website in the world. I feel comfortable saying that. So I will be watching Last Chance Kitchen from now on Peacock, but I still am annoyed that I have to search for it separately. So, you know, please, I see your comments. I see your replies. Thank you for listening. Wow. Where do we go from there? let's talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. There is a People report that Kyle Richards and Kathy Hilton are, quote, still not speaking, and that, quote, nobody has made an effort, and it is uncertain whether or not Kathy will return for season 13 of the show. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about Kathy coming back, not coming back. I have enjoyed Kathy a lot on the show, but at the same time, the fact that we're getting rid of Rinna, hopefully bringing in some new people, I'm ready for the show to feel fresh and to maybe go in some new directions. And obviously Kyle's dynamics with her sister are a part of her life. But if nothing new is going to happen there, I don't feel strongly about seeing them together on the show. Like, this is the full quote. Nothing has really changed since the reunion. They're still not speaking. Nobody has made an effort to sit down and patch things up. Kyle is busy focusing on herself right now, and Kathy is doing the same. But their family and each of them are supportive of the other and always will be. Important to note, they were both at Elton John's Oscars party and did pose for a photo together. So not speaking, but still down to get that Getty Images tag with one another. Love to see opportunity striking. I don't know. I mean, Kyle is busy focusing on herself right now. Okay. Yeah. Like, she's up in the gym working on her fitness. That's cool. Kathy is a new grandmother. I mean, she was a grandmother before, but Paris just had a baby. I don't know. Focusing on herself right now is kind of meaningless because Kyle is busy filming the TV show that Kathy has been on the last two seasons. So, you know, they could just be spending their filming time talking about that. Like, it's kind of a, I don't know, to me, it's kind of a cop out. If Kathy wants to do the show, she'll do the show. If she doesn't, I'm okay with that. Last season, she didn't show up till like episode 10 because of contract disputes. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen? Maybe she'll be on the show. Maybe she won't. I'm just hopeful that it will be exciting. They went on their first trip to Vegas for the show last week. You know, I hope it's fun. I hope it's good. That's all I want. I just want something to talk about that doesn't make me, you know, hate my life. Speaking of California Housewives, no OC trailer yet. Literally for the last 4 weeks, I think, I have felt on Monday morning like this has to be the week. It has to be coming. We know they're done filming. Tamra can't stop posting about it. She has done single-handedly more than, you know, she's done more than anything else. Dave Quinn, friend of the show, he did tweet this morning, check this space around 12 p.m. I'm hopeful that means there's an OC trailer. Maybe by the time you're listening to this, there will be an OC trailer and I can talk about it later this week. I would love that. I just want to know what's happening with Shannon and Tamra and Taylor and Heather. What's going on? What is happening over at Bravo HQ? Andy posted this story a couple weeks ago where he's like, I'm watching the episodes of the new season and guys, it is worth the wait. It's really good. And I know that it's kind of Andy's job to be like the network hype man. Like he always is telling us the premiere is crazy. The reunion is wild. We filmed for 7 hours at the reunion, which it's like, yes, you always do. But like at a certain point, where is the trailer? What's going on? What is the, where in the process is there a hiccup? Atlanta, I think, is now done filming. New York reboot is done filming. What are we doing? What are we doing? Miami is ending this week. Potomac ended. All we've got going on right now is New Jersey, which I love. And of course, Vanderpump Rules and Summer House and Top Chef, which I'm talking about every week. Where is OC? I need this to premiere in April. Please. That's all I want. So give us the trailer and we'll be good. It's like a hostage situation. Like, give me the trailer and nobody gets hurt. But really, seriously, that's not a threat. Just, I would love to see a trailer this week, preferably today. And one last bit of news. Christina Kelly, our newly resurfaced Vanderpump Rules queen and voice of reason, has given birth to a beautiful baby named River. Congrats, KK. It's so funny because, like, even 1 month ago, I would not have cared almost at all about this news. Christina Kelly was such a background figure of the past in Bravo land that she almost barely registered. Like, she wasn't even ever a friend of that was really, really, like, on the show. But these last few episodes of Vanderpump Rules, she's showing up, she's working, she's doing her confessionals, she's apparently seeing into a crystal ball of the future of what Raquel is going to do. And she is really winning me over, and I don't think I'm alone in that. So now that I see she has a cute little baby, I'm like, that is mother. She has been mother. She now is literal mother. I'm happy for her. I hope she sticks around. I don't know if she's ever going to be like a main character on the show, but she's a very good sort of Greek chorus, telling us what we want to hear, a narrator type of figure. Almost, I can't believe I'm about to say this. It's almost like Bethany energy. No. I take it back. I can't do that. But I am really enjoying Christina Kelly on this season of Vanderpump Rules. I assume/hope she will be at the reunion, which is supposedly filming this Thursday. That is a prospect that is very stressful to me. Vanderpump Rules filming their reunion in 3 days' time feels like a little too much going on, you might say. But either way, I hope she's there. I hope it's good. Will Sheena be there? Will Raquel be there? Who can say? I cannot. But, you know, congrats on the baby and looking forward to see what you do next. And also congrats on the lip balms because they are good. I have tried them. Now, don't go anywhere because my interview with Gabby Prescott is coming up right now.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Welcome back, everyone. I am now so happy to be joined in the studio by a Summer House newbie this season who I am really enjoying on the show. Please welcome Gabby Prescott.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's good. Yeah.
We are now like six-ish weeks into your television debut on Bravo. How has the experience been thus far?
It is wild. I will say that. It's nothing that I don't think you can ever really prepare yourself for. So you just have to like ride the wave and hope that it's good and hope that you don't end up like ass first on the beach.
That's a good goal.
Yeah. And so far that hasn't happened. So we're good.
I feel like you're having like a fairly smooth journey into it. Yeah. I don't think I'm seeing people on Twitter being like, who is this girl? Fire her.
I mean, let's hope not. I have stayed off of Twitter. I do not think that would be good for me to like start getting
smart
into it. But my sister is the one that's like monitoring all of it. So she will give me like a full rundown.
You've got like the bodyguard on Twitter being like, don't, careful.
Yeah. I don't know if she's like interacting with people, but she'll definitely be like, this is what's being said. And I'm like, cool.
You're getting the Google alerts via
your
sister.
I'm getting the highlights. Yeah. I'm getting a highlight reel via my sister.
I think that's important because being on a show like this is something, like you said, there's no real way to prepare for it.
Yeah.
But you have to be careful about kind of how you handle everything.
Yeah. And I'm also like the type of person that like will not engage because I just like feel like that's better for my mental health. And like, I don't want to get into anything online. I don't think that that's ever productive anyway. So just remove yourself from it.
You don't want to be, you don't want to be like getting written up all your like nasty comments and stuff. Like,
could
it's just
imagine?
Not worth it.
No. I'm going to get sued either.
Like, I mean, yeah.
That's also a goal.
So take me back to last year. You enter the house for the first time. How did it match up with your expectations?
Like, not at all. It was nothing that I could have. And again, like, this is not really something that you can prepare for because it's such a different experience than anything I think I've ever done or like most people will probably ever do. I hadn't like watched the show before, so I really didn't know. I was like very much going in green. And I mean, it is just such a weird thing to like be constantly filmed and then to be like have this forced intimacy too because of the room situation. So you're like literally sleeping in a bed with a stranger the first night. Like you, there is no other way. Like yeah. There's no other situation in the world where that would be like a thing that you would have. Like, oh, I mean, maybe a hostel. I don't know.
Right. If you're like studying abroad, right. It's like not in your life.
But you prepare for that, right? Right. Like, it's like, oh yeah, sure. I'm going to do this.
I think it's interesting because obviously the room situation watching as a viewer, you're like, oh yeah, they'll just like pair up. Like you go there. But if that's, you're arriving at this
yeah.
strange television house that you have never been to before. You're meeting a lot of people
yeah.
for the first time. You're being filmed. And then it's like, oh, and I don't even get my own room.
Yeah. And now sleeping in the bed next to someone. And you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Was that kind of like a rude awakening for you? Or how did you handle mentally?
I mean, I am very used to being around a lot of girls. Like, I went to an all-girls school. I have a sister. Like, I work in fashion. So, like, I'm surrounded by female energy a ton. So, having that be the situation and knowing that I was going to be in a room with girls, I was kind of okay with it. I mean, as okay as you can be if it's a stranger. But it could have been worse if it was like, oh, like it has to be like a 50-50 split with like men too. Mm-hmm. That I think would have put me a little bit more on edge.
Yeah. Did you have, you said you didn't watch the show before you went in. Did you have any kind of notions about what the, who the major players were, kind of what to expect from who, the energy?
I had watched a couple of episodes because my ex was featured in season two. So like that's when I like was first introduced to Summer House. And then for obvious reasons, I stopped watching. But I had known Paige for a year before. So she kind of did give me like a full little rundown of like, these people have been on the longest. Like, this is who I'm close with. Like, these are people I've had like issues with in the past, but now we're good. Because she was like very much saying that she was good with everyone that summer going to the house, and she wanted me to form my own opinion. So she kind of gave me a brief synopsis, but like didn't kind of inject her own personal shit into that.
I think that's probably for the best, because we
100%.
See sometimes people on the shows do so much research and form a lot of opinions before they even yeah. are in the group, and then it's like, what are we really
yeah
what's happening here?
And I also just like don't think that's fair, right? Like, I would never want someone to like research me before meeting me and have these preconceived notions about me and then like force that on me without really getting to know me first. So mm-hmm.
In the last couple episodes, I feel like we're starting to kind of see more of the layers of you and some of the stuff with your dating history and yeah. how you handled that and your career stuff. Was it tough for you to kind of be in an environment where you were expected to open up about that stuff? So
not publicly? Really. I'm a talker. So like, and I will say that my sister and my best friend in 2021 were like, you need a therapist because you talk a lot about this, and like we cannot be the people that receive this all the time. So me opening up is a very natural thing. So it didn't feel like an overshare. It kind of just felt like, oh, I'm going to talk about this anyway, so we might as well, you know, have the rest of the world watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've seen Sam, the other new woman in the house this season, mm-hmm. kind of have a similar personality trait where she loves to talk, maybe
loves to talk.
A little too much sometimes, but she's kind of apologizing for herself, feeling like, you know, that's an issue.
Yeah.
Were you able to kind of support each other in that at all being new?
Oh yeah. I mean, 100%. If Sam was not in the house with me, I feel like my experience would have been so much different. Like, we are now so close. Like, she's texting me all the time. We FaceTime each other all the time. Like, literally the reason that my phone battery would be at like 20% is because I'm on a FaceTime with her for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's like 1 p.m. So we are so close. And I feel like, I mean, it was hard to watch that because I knew that happened, but I didn't like actually hear the conversation and see the conversation. So, and my experience with Sam is like, I'm happy to hear her talk. Like, it's a conversation. I never feel like she's talking over me. I never feel like she's doing so much. So I'm like, do you, Sam? Talk all the time. I love yeah. it.
I think it must be tough. Obviously, in our own lives, you feel, you know, people think this about me.
Yeah.
I'm a little too much this or that. But then when you add the layer of like, now I'm on a TV show mm-hmm. and I'm being filmed all the time mm-hmm. and a million people are going to watch it and have their own thoughts about me. Like, it must be kind of complicated to like
yeah, mentally sift through that. Yeah, it definitely adds a different layer because you're already in your head thinking about it. And then the people in the house you already think that it might be like a conversation that people are having. But then it's an extended thing when it airs. And it's also like you're so far removed from it because it was like 8 months ago too. So it's kind of like you're reliving it too, because I might have put that away in the past, like it happened, whatever. But now all these new opinions are coming up because they're seeing it mm-hmm. as it's airing.
Yeah. So when you join the house, you're meeting a lot of these people mm-hmm. for the first time, or you don't know them very well. Was there anyone that you kind of got rough energy from, or that you kind of weren't feeling as much? Because it's a tough group.
I mean, no, actually, everyone's super nice. And I was actually very apprehensive about that, too. And I think that the person I was most apprehensive to meet was Kyle. And that's such a joke now, thinking about, like, knowing him. It's like, why were you worried about that? But no, everyone was so welcoming, so open. Like, literally had no issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's nice to hear, because I think sometimes on these shows, like, if somebody like Kyle has been here for 7 years, you could see why it would be a little bit like, oh, yeah. Like another, just got off the bus. And like,
right.
Yeah.
Right. And it's also like, it's almost like, oh, we've been doing this for so long. It's kind of like a territorial thing too. And you're like, oh, I'm encroaching on this. But it was not like that at all. Everyone was so nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
I don't know if it super stayed that way, though. In the last couple episodes, we've seen like a little bit of chatter. Mm-hmm. It was a little tough for me to see the scene where Maya and Sierra were talking about you.
Yeah.
And, Sierra saying that you're a little surface level. Mm-hmm. What was it like kind of seeing that moment for you?
It was a little tough. I mean, I think it's always going to be hard if you hear and then actually see people talking about you. I don't think that that's something that a lot of people will experience in their life. You'll probably hear it through somebody else, but like seeing it live is a different thing. I am of the camp where, and part of the reason I joined in the house and decided to do this was I lost a lot of my close friends in the pandemic because they moved away and because they decided like they don't want to be in New York. And so I was really looking to build out a new friend group for myself, but I'm also was in the camp of like, I have known like my close friends for so long. So I don't know what it's like to like encounter me for the first time again. So I thought it was really valuable to like see how people would perceive me as like, cause I don't get that perspective a ton in my life anymore. So hearing that I did come across as surface level was like, not the best experience. Mm. I don't think that that's a compliment by any standards, but I mean, it's valuable insight. Like if that's how she's receiving me, I'm just like, okay,
yeah,
fair. I mean, it's also an opinion, right? Like I feel like there were attempts that were made to kind of bridge a gap and, you know, have conversations. And if it came across a surface level, that's how you're perceiving the situation. But I also don't think that that's a character flaw that you can like now attach to me from just knowing me for a short amount of time. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah. That it's maybe helpful to have that perspective to work from, but it's
right.
not something where it's like, oh wow, I must be.
Yeah. No, I did not take, I was like, oh, I'm surface level now. No, I did not think that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta have, I mean, it's like a, you gotta have a little bit of a thick skin, I guess.
Yeah. But it's also like, I think it's also really helpful to come into this having a strong sense of self. And I definitely do have that. Like I know who I am. And so other people's opinions and thoughts about me and impressions of me isn't going to affect who I believe I am at my core.
Mm-hmm. How did that play into the discussion of your dating strategy, whatever you want to call it, and the open closed door. Were you caught off guard by that kind of?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I was like, I'm open. They're like, no, bitch, you're closed. And I was like, am I? And they're like, mm-hmm. And fair, I probably was. I think I still probably am. I just am not looking to like date seriously is the problem. And I think that maybe that's part of the conversation that I didn't have explicitly because I'm like, I'm just like dating for fun. If I want to like hang out with someone for an extended period of time, that's great. But I'm not like trying to make someone my boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. It's like everybody has different goals.
Right.
And so it's like maybe if you're, you know, trying to find the love of your life, then it's like.
Yeah. I would approach it differently.
Maybe if he's a Taurus, that's okay.
Fine. We'll work with that and like move on from there.
Why don't you date Tauruses? Is that.
I actually have never dated a Taurus. I truly don't even remember who that guy was. So I'm sorry to him. And he's a Taurus. I'm a Taurus too, so that's great. But
it's funny, like watching back on the show, like some of the just kind of random conversations that happen. Cause like in normal life, if I was watching a video of something I said at dinner 7 months ago, I'd be like, wait, what am I talking about?
I literally all the time, I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, who? I'm literally, I tried to like scroll through my text messages and be like, who was that guy? I haven't found him. I have no idea.
The dinner that was so chaotic where Kyle was kind of going off about Carl and then Danielle was kind of intervening and you and Danielle had your sort of moment about the ex that you share.
Our shared ex.
You were giving facial expressions.
Yeah.
That felt like sort of the learning curve. It's like, okay, strap in. This is going to be a dinner.
No. And that was kind of the first one we had in public too. So you will see what I'm feeling before I can actually express it. And like my face will say it all and I can't help it. Everyone's always like, fix your face. And I'm like, but yeah, and it's so crazy because you never expect something like that to pop off. You really think that like, oh, that's just TV. And it's like, no, you're living this in real life and this is happening and the feelings are real. So like what?
Right, the first time you experience like yelling in a restaurant, you're like, wait.
Yeah, I was like, wait, people act like this? And I'm just like, do we have to apologize or anything? I mean, I think that everyone else was highly entertained, so there were no apologies. They got a sneak peek of the episode.
Right, that's my dream restaurant experience is Summer House is filming at the next table over.
Yeah.
And Danielle and Kyle are screaming at each other.
Literally from across the table. Because like, I feel like if they were closer, it might have been better, but like it was. And it was loud in there, so you had to project.
Right.
Yeah.
Were you surprised how that played out with Danielle and you sharing that? Like, because I imagine you knew about that going into the season, that was going to be something to address.
No, because it was so long ago. Mm. So it's kind of like, I didn't expect her to still have feelings about it. I certainly still don't have feelings about it. I kind of just like wanted to be like, this is what happened. And it was very much an elephant in the room because we obviously both knew about each other. But she did tell me new information that I didn't know. So that was fun to learn.
Something to keep in the keep in the folder.
Always. In my folder, my enemies. But I always felt like we were going to get along. Like her personality is very similar to mine. So I didn't anticipate that there would be any bad blood from that situation.
Yeah. I felt like both of you guys handled that well, and it was nice that it didn't have to be this, like, you know, 6 week thing of how are we going to address this?
Could you imagine? I mean, honestly, if it was a little bit like closer to it, it might have been that because I feel like feelings would have been a little bit more raw. But I mean, 5 years is a long time.
Yeah, we're grown.
She also wasn't like, in a full other relationship. Robert was her boyfriend. So if she still had feelings, that's like a different thing to discuss, you know.
So we are gearing up for your first big hosting, your first time out of the gate, Studio 54est. I love the theme, by the way.
Thank you. The idea was there.
Summer House thrives on a good theme, and I think the theme was really a strong point.
Thank you.
Some of the execution may be up for debate.
Not great. But I will say this. I am not a person who throws parties. I'm just not. It's not in my wheelhouse. I'm not a host at all. So I like to go to parties. I always say, I'm like, I don't throw parties. I attend them. I'm a great party attendee. In hindsight, would I have like actually hired somebody? Absolutely. Cause like then I could have like none of us would have been like out there in the heat. It was also one of the hottest days of the summer.
You could tell.
Like, I had on these eye masks that were sliding off of my face because it was so hot. And, like, we're doing manual labor trying to, like, hang these things up. And at a certain point, I just got over it. And I was like, you know what? My outfits are good. That will be the decoration.
Everybody looked great. People came. People came to play.
I was so happy because, I mean, I had never had a party or theme party specifically with the people in the house. So I had no idea what to anticipate. And the execution of the outfits, the wigs, the heels, like chef's kiss. It was so good.
Do you get like a packing list at the beginning of the season? Like, no. Okay. So you're fully just like, oh, next weekend is disco. I guess I will.
And you have like, I don't know, 6 days to get it together.
I don't think we talk enough about how Summer House is a stressful show to be on just for the themed requirements.
And like now that you know the level at which people are like ready to like throw themselves on the sword and be like, I'm fully leaning into this. You're like, oh, well, I have to step it up too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I think that that is something that as a viewer, I would be very stressed about it. So I'm not like overly critical of you being stressed about it because it seems relatable.
Yeah. And as like the host, I was like, I feel like I have to have an outfit change. Like, I just felt like I had to.
Did you feel like people were a little harsh though in discussing the execution?
No, I think it was fair.
Okay.
I think it was accurate. It is not something that I have ever done before. So should I have put a little bit more thought and time into it? Probably, but I'm also now like, I'm never doing that again. Like, absolutely never again.
Yeah.
That host is not for me.
That's fair. I am not a party thrower either. So
it's too much stress.
Yeah.
Although at the end of the day, I will say that people had a really good time. So yeah. Who cares about like the decorations or something? Like, that doesn't really matter. As long as people have fun, which was the point, then yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a success.
Yeah. So coming into the house, there's all of these kind of existing relationships and things are developing with those. There was a moment in the episode when you're like setting up for the party, you're like hanging, stringing disco balls, whatever. And Danielle and Paige are talking about kind of what's going on with Lindsay and Carl. And how do you kind of navigate being present for these things that don't really involve you? But then also it's like, am I supposed to pick a side? Am I supposed to, what do I do?
I have never felt pressured to pick a side, which I think is a testament to both Lindsay and Danielle because I'm friends with both of them. But there's also so much history again. Like, I'm new, I'm walking into this, and so much stuff has happened in the past that I'm not privy to. So when that happens and conversations are referencing things that have happened in the past, I'm just kind of like a sponge absorbing it. Right. Like, I'm like, oh, OK, so like I have to understand the perspective from this person of what happened then. But then it's always like there's one person's perspective, there's the other person's perspective, and then there's the truth. So like there's no real way unless you've like actually been there to find out what the truth is, unfortunately. So you kind of just have to like take what each person says with a grain of salt and try to discern for yourself what is the truth.
It makes me happy to hear that you feel like you've been able to maintain friendships with both Lindsay and Danielle. Because I think sometimes in life, but then also when you're on a show like this, there can be kind of a team mentality. And that can be really tough to navigate.
But I also feel like it's just not the way that I'm friends with people. It's like I'm always going to be honest with you. So if I disagree with you, if I think you're wrong, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to like blindly be like defend you if I don't agree with you. Right. And I think that they both know that. But I also think that we live in a world where like those kind of extremes and putting someone that you care about in a situation where they would have to pick is unrealistic. Like, unless they do something that is so, so bad, like unless it's like a Tom Raquel situation where it's like, okay, like this person was like actually deceptive, but that's not what's happening here. This is just like a dissolution of a friendship that is very unfortunate, but like there's no real like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that to me.
Right. There's not like one inciting incident, betrayal. You know, it's more nuanced than that.
It's so nuanced.
From your, you know, sort of outside, sort of inside perspective, which is pretty unique, do you see that friendship dissolving at any point? Like,
coming back
together.
Is that
something that you can envision happening?
I think that they both need time away to process their feelings and then maybe come back. I think they also need to like sit in a room together by themselves and talk it out, because I feel like there's a lot of like outside perspectives that were influencing a lot of stuff. And I feel like if they really just sit in a room together, they could hash it out. But I think it's still too soon. I think they need the time away first.
Maybe we can lock them in the summer house bedroom that's now like the gym. Like, there's extra rooms.
The gym or the office? Yeah, absolutely.
Like, there's space in the house where we can't sleep anymore. So no. Maybe that can be like the come to Jesus
the summer house
friendship
gym.
Room.
Do it. Let's try.
That redecorate it with like some like padded walls and, you know,
padded walls.
It'll be good.
Necessary. And put them both in straight jackets.
Oh my God.
Just so like, we just know it's safe.
Yeah. We're joking.
Obviously.
They can do that on Watch What Happens Live. Like, just a room with the two of them and Andy and some people watching.
And some alcohol. That would help.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fair.
Just to like loosen it up, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, Gabby, thank you so much for being here today. This is
so fun.
Thanks
for having me.
Yeah, of course. I'm excited to keep watching you on Summer House this season. And yeah, you'll have to come back.
Would love to.
Amazing.
Love these offices. It's really nice in here.
Thank you. Yeah, I built it myself.
Your handiwork is exquisite.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, follow the show wherever you listen. You can follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches. Gabby, what's your Instagram?
Oh, just Gabby Prescott.
Gabby Prescott. Follow her. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all like uncool. Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Dylan Hafer and Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
Betches.